right. It's a good morning and welcome to Unpacking. Welcome to Unpacking. And today is, of course, Wednesday, the 5th of August. And, of course, this is a third edition of the third edition of Unpacking with me. So this has been Unpacking with me. Very unusual, but possible. And if you listened yesterday, we were looking at the NDP6 to try to trace and just put ourselves to determine as to where we are, whether we are on the right track or not. And of course, that is past. We have made your contributions, and your contribution, as valid as they are, they contributed to the show. And today we look at stories that we have here. I have up to 5 stories that we are going to look at, and please get yourself a copy for our the Villager newspaper. That is, of course, an e-paper. That is an electronic paper that comes out today, Friday, and Monday. So please, 3 times in a week, you can subscribe at 08120004144. You can get yourself a copy of this paper, so that when we are, because here we don't have time to go through the story word by word. That's not how unpacking is. Unpacking is to tell you the meaning of the story. I'm not here to tell you stories. I'm here to tell you the meaning of the stories. So, but if you want the story, you go and read the story. Then you can understand the meaning. You cannot get the meaning of something that you did not hear. You first need to hear. You hear by reading. So when we are here, you are supposed to be with your own copy, so that when we dissect, we do what we call an exegesis. Exegesis is the homilenious exposition of a story. Now, I'm being theological. You know, the reason why you fail in church, where you go to church and doom is sprayed in your eyes by some irresponsible so-called prophets, is because you leave 2 things behind when you go to church. Number 1, you leave your Bible behind. Number 2, you leave your brain behind. So now what I want you to do, I want you to come with 3 things here. Whenever I'm on air, I always want you to come with 3 things. Apart from the app or the device that you are using to listen with, or to listen the radio through, you need to have 3 things. Number 1, you need to have a pen and paper. Number 2, have a copy of the e-paper. Number three, your brain with you. Have your brain, and then we can go. Because the reason why I need your brain, most especially, is because your participation is key and very crucial when it comes to the show. So that's why your brain is needed. Your pen and paper is needed so that should I miss the mark in one way or the other, you are able to come through and say, no, you missed it here or here. That's why we open our lines. We don't open our lines for you to just come in here and just agree with us. No, that's not Eagle FM. Eagle FM is talk. It's talk radio. We speak to you, you speak back to us. So we open our line so that we have a conversation. And the conversation is both agreement and disagreement. Where you say, no, let me differ with you at this point because of A, B, C, D reason. That is what a talk radio is. It's not a radio where you are agreeing with everything the presenter says because you're afraid of being cut off. No, we don't cut people off here for disagreeing with us. In fact, we are looking for you. We are looking for more of you. Okay, having said that, this is the first story, and it is 14 minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock, so we have a lot of time. So, now, one of the stories that has one of the stories that is really catching my attention is, I don't know what is going on. But the story of decarbonization, and Namibia pursues total decarbonization. You know, decarbonization is, you know, doing away with the emission of carbon dioxide, and mostly that is coming from fossil fuel. And Namibia is pursuing 100% or a total decarbonization. And that's when green hydrogen comes in. So you have to go and read this story. It is written by Dwight Links. So it's Namibia aiming for total industrial decarbonization. So, it is Namibia aiming for total industrial decarbonization at the same time, Namibia aiming for the total beneficiation of oil and gas. So I'm telling you that I told you that I'm not here to tell you stories. I'm not interested in getting into the depth of the story, but I'm interested in telling you what this story means. That's why I'm telling you to get yourself a copy of the news of the e-paper so that when we talk about the story, you know what we are talking about because you are reading the story. So, where I'm standing, we are standing at crossroads. That Namibia seems not to know what to do. Because she wants the oil, like when what we are talking about oil exploration now. And we are talking about NDP-6, which is saying that by 2030, Namibian oil and gas must contribute to GDP. But at the same time, we are talking about total industrial decarbonization, which I don't think it exists anywhere in the world right now, not even among the fully developed countries such as the US and the rest of the countries. Not even China is aiming for that, or Russia. In fact, China is buying a lot of oil. In fact, the United States is also selling a lot of liquefied natural gas. So I'm not sure what Namibia aims to do here. Because, and I'm taking you to the story in 2022. The statement that the then Minister of Mines and Energy, Tom Alwendo, made to say, look, you cannot have developed your country using fossil fuel. And then after we have discovered our own, you want to tell us to stop it completely and focus on the so-called green hydrogen. That cannot work. So whether or not the push to green energy or clean energy is genuine, that's another thing. But it seems that Namibia is confused as a country because Namibia doesn't know which way to go. Is it the fossil fuel or the oil and gas or the green hydrogen? Which one? Or is it both? Will Namibia be able to walk in both paths? Can Namibia walk in green hydrogen? Can Namibia totally decarbonize industrially and then at the same time continue with oil and gas? Can that work? So, I don't know who organizes some of these public consultations, whether they are in sync with what the government is in pursuit of. Okay, so this one is a public consultation. Let me get it properly. Okay, so it's a public. It's a public consultation on the process of climate funding or climate investment funding. It is aiming for industrial decarbonization. And of course it is hosted by the Namibian Planning Commission, Namibia Planning Commission, and the Green Hydrogen Project. It is hosted by the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program and the Namibia Planning Commission. You know the reason why I'm pausing? The reason why I'm pausing is The Namibia Planning Commission was at the helm of drafting the NDP-6. And in NDP-6, they are talking about oil and gas. And here, they are having a consultation. I don't understand. Okay, so they are having a consultation to totally decarbonize the public consultation process on climate investment fund. So this is Namibia Planning Commission saying they are hosting a conference on total industrial decarbonization. At the same time, drafted, you know, a year ago, the NDP-6 that is talking mostly about oil and gas and how oil and gas will shape the Namibian economy in 3 years. Now, the total industrial decarbonization, is it a 2063 vision? Or when does Namibia seek, to totally decarbonize industrially while pursuing oil and gas? Because there are a lot of companies that have been given licenses to explore. In fact, we have found some wells in the Orange Basin. Are we going to tell Total Energy and Recon Africa to cease their exploration processes because we are totally going to industrially decarbonize? Is this not Namibia Planning Commission walking in circle? Or is this not Namibia Planning Commission contradicting the NDP-6? Or are they having a mechanized way to combine both total decarbonization and total use of energy and gas, which are fossil fuel? Which, by virtue of the pro-climate and change, and in fact the pro-green, are responsible for the emission of the carbon, of carbon gases. Well, I think we needed a little bit of pause, because I don't understand who is pushing what. But I go back to the Minister Tom Aluendo's statement of 2022. I think it was October 2022 when he made this statement. And I'm always listening. When I listen to an official making a statement, when I listen to a politician making a statement, I always take note of the date and the year, so that if I am to be alive the next year, I can use that as reference should there be something similar. And we are now at this point where it seems that Namibia is at crossroad. Namibia does not know what to do, though they seem to know what to do. So, understand my confusing statement. Namibia does not know what to do, while seemingly knowing what to do at the same time. Have you opened the map and yet you don't know where to go? Have you opened the map on Google? It's showing you where to go, but yet you don't know where to go. I think this is the state where Namibia is. Because we are talking about oil and gas, how it is coming to be a game changer in the Namibian economy, how it will create, jobs, even around apparently 800,000 jobs, according to some estimates. Now, it seems we are dashing this dream now. We are bashing this dream now of oil and gas, and now we want to focus on decarbonization with green energy. Now, some people are telling me, and I've always argued to say, where in the world is green energy running any industrial, production? Where on earth will you find industries run by green energy or green hydrogen? Let me just give you industrialized countries like Germany. Do you know the reason why the German industry is plunging low now? The reason why the German industrial, because Germany was the leading industrial country, leading country, Germany was was Europe's industrial powerhouse. Germany was Europe's industrial powerhouse. They even went to the point of taking in 1 million immigrants, because they wanted to increase the labor capacity. But do you know why the German industry is now plunging low? You know what is bringing the German industry almost to its knees? It's a combination of these decisions. There are a lot of people in Germany, who are selling dreams of green energy. A lot of politicians that are pro-green, that are having this dream of green energy. And they are selling these dreams to most European governments. Then, another major reason why the German industry is plunging low today is because of very expensive oil. They have bashed the cheap oil and gas from Russia, and they are buying liquefied natural gas and oil from the United States, and the United States has hiked its prices. And therefore, the German industry is suffering because the German industry needs oil to run. So, the German industry needs oil to run. And oil is expensive because of the sanctions that the EU and the United States under the Biden administration, you know, imposed on the Russians after the so-called invasion of Ukraine in 2022. So, and, you know, making worse the blowing up of the Nord Stream, that pipeline. That is why you see the Trump administration not buying into the green energy, because they know how much they will lose if they take the European path. The Americans know how much they will lose if they take the European path, because green energy has not yet proven to be effective. It's still yet but a dream. No one has tried it yet. So for Namibia, which is not even industrialized, to think that she can go for a total decarbonization, I don't know what they are talking about. So I don't want to say they don't know what they are talking about. Maybe they know what they are talking about, but I can say I don't know what they are talking about, to be safe. But I can say for the Namibia Planning Commission, I can really with boldness say that the Namibia Planning Commission does not know what they are talking about. I think they don't know what they are planning to do, because this is a National Planning Commission, which is supposed to weigh all options and say, guys, for this time, we want to first pursue oil and gas. Because oil and gas is certain. Once we start to have one or two barrels, we will know that we can push industry. We can push industrial development there with oil, because this is what is powering industries around the world. Nobody has guarantees yet with green hydrogen, because no one is running industry on green hydrogen right now. Some people are telling me, I said, no, Albania is doing it. Albania is a small country and does not have industrial capacity as compared to Germany. In fact, Albania is nothing when we are talking about industrialized countries. So you can't bring Albania into the picture when we are talking about industrialized countries. You can't bring Albania as an example. They are using it maybe for electricity. When you generate electricity to power the houses, that's not industry. I'm talking about machinery of mass production of goods. That's what we are talking about. And that is not running on green hydrogen. Maybe nuclear energy. But even nuclear energy is not massively involved in mass industrialization. What is running the massive industrialization is oil. So, Namibia is chasing this illusion of becoming the first in Africa in ratifying everything without weighing the costs and the cons. It's good to have a media picture for PR purposes. But when we are looking at the reality of industrial life, the industrial life is not run by green hydrogen, not as yet. And I'm not dismissal or pessimistic of green against green hydrogen. I'm just saying, you know, you cannot give birth to a child today, a girl, boy child today, and you want to do away with the one that had been looking after cattle because you have a boy child now. You can't do that. And this is what Namibia is doing. They just gave birth today to green hydrogen. And then they want to do away with the one that has been looking after cattle forever. For a baby boy that was just born today. That's not common. That is sense. That is sense. I cannot say it's senseless. It's sense, but that sense is not yet common. So that sense is not yet common. You can't replace somebody with a baby boy we just born today. Just because you have a baby boy now, you want to say, okay, you guys can go. We now have a baby boy. They will go. And what will it be? The baby boy will do nothing but cry for a breast. So green hydrogen must first be breastfed and be brought to the level where it is proven beyond reasonable doubt that it can replace fossil fuel. That's when we can start talking about green hydrogen. Not a baby boy that is just born today, is not yet even crawling, and you already want to suspend those who have been looking after your goats, in the name of having a baby boy. Whoever does that needs prayer. So sometimes I tend to think that we do conferences and we make statements without thinking. And in fact, we forget what we have done. We forget what we said yesterday. And then today we are coming to say something totally different. Just listen to the Namibia Planning Commission again. What they are going to say about about oil and gas is a game changer. It's going to be a game changer in our, and at the end of the day, again, they are coming. We are going to totally decarbonize. What are you talking about? What are you saying? And who is listening to this? So that's why I need you guys to come and help me when I open the lines. Because I need to know who is listening to what. Because we know who is saying what, but who is listening? Are you people that are listening? Or you are just hearing? Or are you people that are hearing this understanding? Because there is difference between hearing something and understanding it. Do we understand what we are saying as a country? Or do we know where we are going? Do we know what we are doing? Do we know what it is we want? That's the reason why we keep moving in circle. Because Africa talks too much. And they don't know what they are talking about. They make a lot of statements which they don't understand. You can't plan in the National Development Plan. This is a state-funded project. You know, millions went into drafting this document, let alone printing the document. And then you spend money again to make conferences that are contradictory to what you have written in the National Planning Development Plan. Guys, I think we need to stop making national prayers against accident. Eh? We need the national prayers for government officials. We need the bishops and the pastors to mobilize so that we can have a national prayer day organized for government officials, because they don't, it seems they are not coordinated. No one moves. You cannot go to south and north at the same time. You cannot go to Riobos and then at the same time you want to arrive in Okahanja. These are all two opposite directions. You can't go to Katima and Ruakana at the same time. And somebody saying, we are going to Katima, but we are going to pass to Ruakana. Everyone will stand out, will stand up, you move out of that bus, because that is going to be a complicated and confused journey. Or we are going to Katima, but we are passing through a Ketman swap. But if you say we are going to Katima, yes, but we are passing through Tsumeb. Otavi or Grootfontein. You know, somebody will understand. We just want to pick something quickly in Oshwarongo, and we go. But if you are saying we are going to Katima, and we are picking something quickly in Kaukrand, and then we are coming, we continue with our journey. Somebody sensible will move out of that bus, because that is a confused journey. You can never go south and north at the same time. Let's now talk about green hydrogen, south, oil and gas, north. Which way does Namibia want to take first? You see? Which way does Namibia want to take first? Let's talk about, you know, green hydrogen, it is south. And oil and gas, north. Which way does Namibia want to take first? Or is there any boundary? Are we not supposed to set a boundary? To say, we need green hydrogen for ABCD. And then we need oil and gas for ABCD. Are we not supposed to set a boundary? But to say that we are going to totally decarbonize, that means you are saying you are doing away with fossil fuel once and for all. Because we are talking about total industrial decarbonization. You see, when you are hearing sentences, every word is very important. And the most important word in all this is total. That word, total. That word, total, is very important in this story. The only word that is very important in this story is the word total. Because total means total. Total means 100%. So if somebody says, I want to totally move out of Windhoek, what are they saying? Number one, you are moving out of the place that you used to stay. Number two, you are physically getting out of Windhoek itself and go away to Ruakana. So which means you might as well just sell the place that you used to stay. If it was your house, you are selling the house, and then you want to use that the same money to go and buy a house in Oshifo town. Then that means you have totally relocated to to Ruakana. So Namibia, at the same time, having the orange and wherever oil is being explored, in Windhoek is saying we are totally decarbonizing. And tomorrow, the president is going to make a statement on oil and gas, giving hope to the nation that oil and gas is going to come as a game changer. And here in Windhoek, the Namibia Planning Commission is hosting a conference with the green hydrogen, with the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program, calling for the total annihilation of the dream of oil and gas. We must have, I don't know what brand of water do we drink in Namibia. I avoided to say other things. I think the water we drink in Africa needs to be, we need some scientists, maybe some hydrologists, to come and run a test. It is either the water we drink or the baptism that we have been baptized, the baptism that we have gone through. One of the two. Because we move one step ahead and 10 steps backwards. So we will take a short break. Then we'll continue. I'm not leaving this story alone. This story really caught my attention, so I'm not leaving it alone. I'm going to do what we call a homilenious exposition on this story. And then I will leave it so that when you are going to read it, you understand it. But I want you to read it with your brain so that you understand. You might even pick one or two things that are different from what I'm saying here.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, we are back from a short break. If you want to agree with, to agree with what I'm saying, from now, just watch. One of these officials that attended this conference now will make a statement again supporting oil and gas. So you cannot have move in two directions, two opposite directions, one person. You are not omnipresent. This omnipresent mentality of Namibia and Africa is a reason why we do not move as we are supposed to move. because we make statements. Very powerful statement, and then we come and make other statements to nullify the first statements we made. Just like somebody lying. You know when you lie. When you lie, that's why liars are very crafty people, because they understand one thing. They understand consistency. A powerful lie, if you are a powerful liar, you will understand consistency. Because if you lie now, you need a lie, a new lie, to protect your first lie. You need a new lie to protect the lie, the first lie. If I call my boss now and I say my cattle have been, my cattle post has been vandalized, so I need to go and see what happened. So if I go and arrive there, and I need to be consistent in that lie. So I need to find a lie that will protect the first lie. Because otherwise, I am going to fail. So, it's either I will come and produce pictures of some deserted cattle post, or a dead animal, for me to be able to use it as a guarantor or as a security guarantee. And it does not end there. That's why I don't like lying. Because when you lie, you need to have as many lies as you can. Because one lie is not enough. You need another lie to protect another one. So the lie that you used to get away with, in things, will need a guarantee. So you need to create another new lie to protect the first one. And then you are just as safe as your last lie. Then you will need a third lie to protect the second lie. And the circle goes on. And it will not end. First of all, you need to remember the first lie. And then you need to remember the last lie. So that when that conversation comes on, you are consistent in your lying. If you people don't know what lying is, how dangerous lying is, you need all the time to be consistent. And that is costly. Because very soon, you will run away, you will run out of ideas. Or very soon, you will contradict yourself without knowing. I remember one day here, at our work, one person lied. He said, "No, I am, my car has been vandalized." Okay, I just want to go and check what it is. Wow, how serious the thing is. Okay, fine. The good thing about me is I take note of things in my medulla oblongata.
Attention all bargain hunters. Why pay more when you can pay less at USave stores? Get 4 kilos of real good frozen mixed chicken portions, just $189.99 Namibian dollars. Get 5 kilograms of Polana elbow cluster, just $124.99 Namibian dollars. Get a 500 gram brick of Rama 70% fat spread, just $26.99 Namibian dollars. Get 2 liters of Right Brand sunflower oil, just $74.99 Namibian dollars. Get a large bottle of Wellington's tomato sauce, just $29.99 Namibian dollars. And lastly, get 750 grams of crystal gold mayonnaise, just $36.99 Namibian dollars. Save big at USave.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
So when the person came, when they went, they forgot the first lie. And that is how they exposed themselves. Because when the person went, when they forgot their first lie. So, this is what happens with politicians. They are not, what is making it difficult with them is the lack of consistency in what they say. Politicians will say, if you elect us, even if we get one seat, we will be able to exact influence that will bring change in this constituency or in this local authority. Okay. And the people vote you to get one seat. The next moment you come, we say, no, it's because SWAPO is majority, you know, we only have one seat. You forgot what you were saying yesterday. You said even a seat will be enough for you to exert influence. Now what are you talking about? And you people who vote don't listen also. You only listen to politicians campaigning. But you don't understand their statements. So, I don't know what Namibia Planning Commission is talking about. I don't know what they are trying to do. But they need to know that nobody has ever moved into two opposite directions at the same time. The Namibia Planning Commission need to know that. They need also to know that the NDP 6 is speaking a different language to the language they are speaking right now in this conference. There is no doubt about it, green hydrogen is a good dream. But there must be boundaries as to what green hydrogen seeks to come and achieve. Or what Namibia seeks to achieve with green hydrogen versus what Namibia seeks to achieve with oil and gas. Otherwise, if there is no clear boundary, then even the NDP 6 itself will be but just a confusion or a confused document. Because if you want to understand what I'm saying, just read the NDP 6 and understand how oil and gas is presented. You know, the prophetic language used in NDP 6 towards oil and gas and what oil and gas seeks to come and achieve. This is the declaration against oil and gas by this conference on the climate investing, climate funding. People think climate change is an industrial phenomenon. This is the dream that the people are sold to believe. Climate change has always been with us. The drought, the flooding, and so forth. This has been the earth behavior for thousands of years. Now, I'm not dismissing the fact that industrialization contributed to climate change, but climate change existed before industrialization. There have been flooding. There have been, storms everywhere, heat waves, and so forth. All these things did not start with this century that we live in. But we behave as if climate change is a new thing. And we behave as if green hydrogen and solar energy will be the solution. This is a political dream. It's a political mission. In fact, it's a political mission to put it bluntly. To put it bluntly, is a political mission against oil and gas. In fact, it's a revenge against the US dollar by the Europeans, just to put it clearly. But I'm not going to go deeper. So, because in the 1970s, the Americans dealt away with gold, which gave the pound power. And they came up with a petrol dollar, that the denominator, as far as oil and petrol, or as far as oil and gas trade in the world, shall be the US dollar. That is what killed the British Empire completely. That is in the 70s. And it is during the 70s when the climate, the pro-green, movement started rising in Europe. It is not because these people are concerned about the environment. It's not true. It is because they have lost to the US dollar. So pro-green movement started in the 70s, the same time when the US dollar took over. Because in the 70s, that's when oil became a big thing. Oil has been a big thing before. In fact, in the 18th century, the British discovered the British discovery of oil is what that oil discovery is what made the British Empire stronger. But the British Empire came to collapse in the 70s, and it is the Americans that collapsed it. In fact, the European power and European influence over trade was collapsed by the Americans when petrol dollar took over. And the Europeans did not sit well with the Europeans up to today. So let's not think about climate change as a new thing. We are sold. This is a dream that is sold to us to believe that climate change is something that is new. Things just started, you know, changing now. It's not true. There have been flooding before Europe was even called a continent. There have been heat waves. There have been heavy rains, torrential rains, storms. There have been tsunamis. There have been, in 18th century, the reason why some people became atheists, when there was a tsunami that wiped out the entire city. It was the 18th century. And we were not industrialized as by then to say that it is carbon dioxide that causes tsunamis. So this climate change or weather patterns of, you know, 5 years of rain and 5 years of, you know, low rain, and then and the droughts and flooding, it has always been the pattern of the earth. It has always been the behavior of the world. It has always been part of us. I did that. There was a time, even I remember, when people were talking about this thing, and my grandmother jumped in and said to the people that were there, to say, "What are you guys talking about? You want to tell me that your development is the one that is causing floods, when there have been flooding before you guys were born?" And the people that that my grandmother was talking to, are people that are even far older than me. By that time, they were in their 70s. So we always have been with these things. So you must always follow the agenda when you are listening to, you know, declarations. But as I conclude on this story, I want to say that the Namibian Planning Commission need to revise their stance, because they are the National Planning Commission. Otherwise, this is the most confusing statement ever made in the presence of the Namibia Commission, declaring Namibia that Namibia will totally go for industrial decarbonization, when Namibia has no industry. What industry does Namibia have? And what contribution does Namibia make when it comes to the emission of, you know, of carbons? Namibia cannot even make a toothpick. The toothpicks are coming from South Africa. And you are telling me Namibia will decarbonize. Decarbonize for what? Namibia cannot even make a toothpick. Not even a cotton thread. But you are telling me Namibia is going to 100% totally decarbonize. Guys, those are statements that are supposed to be made by China. Those statements are supposed to be made by Russia, by the United States. But United States, Russia, and China are not making those statements, because they know that those statements are nothing but fantasy. We need to stop making statements that are beyond our capacity and start talking about things that are at our level. This statement is not supposed to come out of a mouth of a Namibian official, because you guys know that you don't even make a toothpick. You don't have industry. When do you think you can decarbonize industrially? Is this a vision 2100? What vision is this? Because in 3 years, according to NDP 6, you are telling us how oil and gas will contribute to GDP. In 3 years, you are telling us how oil and gas will contribute to GDP, but today or yesterday, you are talking about total industrial decarbonization. What kind of a prophetic misconception is this? This is false prophecy. At least they were supposed to say, by 2070 or maybe 2080, Namibia will totally decarbonize. That should be a dream. So when do you decarbonize? And you decarbonize from what? You decarbonize by doing what? You don't have industry. Our manufacturing sector is still macro. We are still talking about macro manufacturing. There is no massive gas emission in Namibia. Nothing. Namibia contributes 0.0% to the total, global gas emission. Let those that have emitted gas repent from what they have done by making these statements, not Namibia. So Namibia likes this thing of being the first to ratify what? That's an illusion. That's why we keep moving in circle. We don't move forward because we don't have a clear stance. We need to develop a clear stance to say Namibia stands for this, period. And then we move. We should not be making statements. This one will come and make a statement. The one other person will come and make a statement. So now you will see that there are people that are pro-green hydrogen. And there are those that are anti-green hydrogen. And then you see some people are pro-oil and gas, and you see some people are anti-oil and gas, and all are government officials. You wonder whom to listen to. That's why I'm asking a question. Are you guys hearing? And in fact, we need to ask, who is hearing what these officials are talking about? So these conferences, the president also need to come out clear to say what is the main focus of the Namibia development, the sixth development plan. What is the main focus? What do we want to achieve with oil and gas? And what do we want to achieve with green hydrogen? It seems that green hydrogen was just copied and pasted into Namibia. There seems to be massive lack of understanding in Namibian officials when it comes to what green hydrogen really is. That's why you see statements like this. And it is even very scary. Hearing such a statement from in the presence of the National Planning Commission, it's very much scary. Because from now on, whoever is going to be reading the Namibian, the NDP 6, is no longer going to read it with that optimism. because it seems that people at the government level don't know what they are, you know, planning. So, I leave this at the mercy of your opinions and, of course, what you think, how you interpret it, how you understand it. But this is what I'm getting from this story. And I think I have given it to you fully. Without, I've gone into the depth of explaining how I understand this story. So, and now it will be your turn. In fact, I'm not in a rush. Some of the stories I can even reserve them for tomorrow. But I just want to show, to point to you the danger of inconsistency when it comes, especially for the planning commission of the state. Because this is a state organization. Make no mistake. It's a national planning commission. And like I told you, millions of dollars were spent in drafting the Namibia, the National Development Plan, the booklet and the policy document. In fact, the policy document was too expensive for me to print in Braille. So I failed to print the policy document in Braille. But I managed just to print the booklet. But those who have read the policy document, it goes deeper on how, you know, whatever will be fulfilled. We can't have come up with such a brilliant document and prophesy about oil and gas and how it will go, it is coming to be a game changer into the Namibian economy. And at the end of the day, we are also talking about totally decarbonization. Huh? Guys. It's like you are planning a wedding and then you are also dying at the same time. You are writing your will to say, okay, who must take this, must take. You are planning a wedding and you are already writing your eulogy. This is what the government is doing now. They are planning a wedding with oil and gas. And same time, they are planning death to oil and gas. Because when you are talking about total decarbonization, we are saying death to who? To oil and gas. It's a powerful contradiction. It's a very powerful contradiction. You are talking about, you know, you are printing wedding cards. And then at the same time, you also have your eulogy there. The one that the people read when you die. And you also have a program, a memorial service program, who is going to do the benediction and all that. And the people that will be looking at you, they will say you need some psychiatric attention. So, you know, because you can't plan a wedding and your death at the same time. Please. And the people will try to talk you down. They will try to talk you out of some of the plans to say, look, even the girl that you are trying to marry is afraid now. There's so much insecurity in you because, I mean, you are... You, Look at this program that you have written here. You are talking about benediction and, funeral processions. What is going on? You are talking about a wedding. You have bought flowers and you are saying these are the flowers that should be planted at your grave. You even have bought a suit to say this is a suit that you are going to wear, or should be put on you when you are put in the casket. And at the same time, you have a wedding program that is there, that you have a certain pastor that is going to walk you guys in the aisle that is going to conduct the wedding procession. So it's a wedding procession and the funeral procession at the same time. This is what the government is planning. Hey. So they are writing a eulogy for oil and gas in this conference. This conference that was prepared by the Namibia Hydrogen Program was to come and write the eulogy and to draft a funeral procession for oil and gas. And in NDP 6, the government is putting up a wedding program. You know, the wedding program is there on the table. And people are looking at it. But parallel to the wedding program, there is also a funeral procession program for the same person. Guys, we are in for a high jump. This is an old British proverb. We are in for a high jump if government officials do not revise their stance. Then we are in for a confused future. All right, it is 25 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Have I not spoken for an hour? And it feels like I've spoken for 2 minutes, and it feels like I still have a lot of things in my medulla oblongata as far as this story is concerned, because this story is... Look, I have never in my life come across a story like this one. I have never come across a story like this story, because this story is just, you know, when you read it, it's a very straightforward story, and you think, okay, it's climate change. But I want you to know that this story is a eulogy against oil and gas. It's a eulogy. It's a funeral procession program for oil and gas. So those people that are trying to form up business companies for oil and gas, you need to be careful, because there is a funeral procession program that has been drawn by the Namibia Planning Commission with the Namibia Hydrogen Program. And you will know when we get to the next story. You will know what I'm saying. But just to give a heads up to oil companies in Namibia, those that are optimistic about oil and gas that is coming, and you form a companies, you know, that are going to run the delivery of oil, you need to know that there is a funeral there is a funeral procession program being drawn in the last conference. You need to know that.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station. No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, so it's 7:30. It is 7:30, so we still have 1 hour 30 minutes together. And so, in conclusion, those who are optimistic on oil, those who want to attend the wedding, you need to know that the groom is also planning. For the funeral of the bride that he intends to marry. So, or maybe is it the groom or the in-law? The in-laws are planning for the funeral of the groom, of the bride. Imagine you are marrying a girl and you are planning for a wedding. You have a wedding program. But then there is also a funeral procession program that is written parallel to the wedding program. You think the person will attend that too? Hey. So I don't know whether the Namibia Planning Commission is able to walk into two opposite directions at the same time. We are here to see. And I think I need to buy enough popcorn and sit down and watch what is going to happen. Because at the same time, the government is calling for oil and gas beneficiation. At the same time, calling for total industrial decarbonization. You want flood and drought at the same time. Or you want rain and drought at the same time. So that is... But if you want to be part of the conversation, you want to come and... Maybe I don't understand the story. You know, maybe I don't understand the story. What if I don't understand the story? So you need to come through and tell me, is there anywhere I'm missing the mark? Or am I exaggerating the meaning of this story? So 083-2888-401. Don't go and talk in corridors to say, no, that guy of Eagle FM. Mm-mm. The number in studio is 083-2888-401. Come in and let's talk. So don't go and talk in corridors. We don't speak in corridors. We speak on air where everyone can hear and you are able to immediately come in and correct if you think you need to correct. And if I'm wrong, I will be the first to admit. Because this is an analysis. It's not a preaching. It's unpacking, which means analysis. So don't sit on radio like you are in church, where the pastor just preaches and there is no time for you to ask questions or to make a comment. This is unpacking. We are unpacking the stories that are making headlines or that are of impact, that have impactful, you know, consequences, whether positive or negative. Okay, since there is no one coming on this story, we will move to the next story. And the next story is even interesting. Guys, today I think today is a good day. I don't know why, but because of these two stories. Well, let me take a call. Yes.
Yes, good morning.
Morning.
How are you, Daddy Franz?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right.
Yes.
Yeah, all right, Daddy Franz, welcome to NDP6. Decarbonizing of harmful objective of like emission and what fuel. I think Master Franz, that the problem is that when it comes to Namibia, we are the people who like to sign anything. Remember, this carbon dioxide, whatever emission which we are involved in when it comes to environment impact, to assign that time of era, I remember the former minister, Ambassador at Glasgow, Scotland. And if you look now, we, in that time is where we are trying even to discover our oil, and you are signing something with against the oil. Because remember, the world come out, they want to get rid of oil, which I think for me, it's not true. Because if you go to America now, they're even already building some refinery in Oklahoma. Because some of us, we do digging. Wherever you are, we are trying to say something here, we go now, we have a Google and whatever platform, which is showing what you are up to. If you look Namibia, where we are today, with all those agreements we are signing because of environmental impact and what so ever, against the resolution of the United Nations, when it comes to first fuel. Now, you look, because now we are contradicting ourselves. At the same time, we find oil. Same time, we also in green hydrogen, which is a future. And same time, also when you look at lithium. All these are minerals which have been discovered in Namibia. And now my take is that when I look at this, because now the world itself is saying they are going to end fossil fuel and then the 2060. And now you look, Namibia, we discover oil, which is about 200 million some more than that. Now, when you look at the why we cannot just go ahead with oil, with the world is saying they want to go end it and then in 2060. Then we leave the hydrogen, we leave the free fuel, because this is our future energy suppliers, which are going to be demanded. But in the same time, Namibia, we are doing that. We are already extracting everything. So my take is that, my question is that, Master Flans, if you look our calendar, what is happening in our country, we have a lot of youth unemployment. Okay? What about us to go ahead, maybe call those experts like Luasi and you talk about Okata, you talk about Saudi Arabia. Then they can come here and then build a refinery for us. Then they can take maybe the percentage which they are taking. Because now, look, I'm telling as much as we are celebrating that we are having Shell Energy Total, which is, sometimes I see the president is even going there because people are not being paid accordingly to what is supposed to be. It's kind of like a contract which is saying, if take it or leave it, whether the amount which is there. But we are talking about big companies over the world. I think what we need here, we need some experts. But the problem is that when I see Namibia, they are landing even to Ghana. And you look, where is the Ghanaian oil? Take them. Where are they in the map? Hmm? We are there even trying to bring Dangote, which is not a bad thing. It's because it's African. But sometimes I think the way we are getting, we are already having the resources which are not benefiting, like oil, fish, like uranium. You talk about, you cannot touch anything with the fish built in this country because we don't have any factory to process. Just a lot of fish. We are sending them away to Spain and they come back, or South Africa. They come back as a finished product. They package and whatever. I think it's our time, our government, to come to the term where they to face the reality. Because this is a thing of like you want to face, to paint a nice picture because maybe you are buying faces. That's what works. If you listen to one of the news media today, he's saying the embers of America saying, no, we have a good collaboration with Namibia when it comes to green hydrogen and, oil. Because remember, Americans, they are not interested in this green hydrogen. Think this is European.
No, America is, if there is anything I like about America, especially when it comes to this administration now,
yeah,
they know what is real and what is not real.
What is true.
Yeah.
That's why now the embassy is saying, no, they are interested in when it comes to oil. They are come, build some, their company are coming. Which is not a bad thing. Because, remember, Namibian, always we are just opting for job. Not to get involved in the mineral resource, but always about the job. And when we are talking about the job, it's not the job of expert, because otherwise we are supposed to send the kids already to start this. We are talking about security, labor, that's all. But when they come to experts, they have to come from wherever we are importing around the world. But every day we are sending our kids to go and study, but I don't know what we are studying. Because this is a critical mineral which we support to have our experts who understand what we are doing. And remember, when you're talking about even like green, carbon dioxide and climate change, remember one thing that I remember last time when we are trying to not to, what they call this, the ozone layers. The other time, I checked in the United Nations program. And then they are saying, no, the moment also you start not having more emission and the carbon dioxide, the world is going to be fridge. And this is what is happening at the other side. Of if you go to like what, North Pole or something, where it was melting and later on, now it's freezing somewhere around Australia. So I think the world, I mean, the earth know how to take care of itself when it comes to renew itself, like maybe renewable and non-renewable. Really, it in the world, God did know the way it created this earth. It know how to recycle itself. But as a mankind, we are trying all by mean to come up with a lot of program like now. Namibia is paying for carbon dioxide, which we don't contribute anything. Especially Africa. If they are talking about 3%, what does 3% represent? You know, 100%. Where you're having Chinese, we're having USA, you're having a lot.
3% is when you are cooking beans outside.
Yeah, you see now. Now, why is Africa having to be paid something which they don't contribute? That is my take. And when you look at our minister to sign those agreements, now it's against our oil, which we discover. Because now we are going to fork out money more. Thing is, with you not really got nothing to do with you. Well, because now you're signing those papers with a conflict of interest of somebody. It's what I'm saying, really, Master Franz. Sometimes as a Namibian, let us leave things the way it is. Because sometimes we are the one who have become our own enemy of progress. That's all I want to contribute, Master Franz.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right. So, 083-288-401, that's the number in studio. If you want to be contribute to the conflict, if you want to contribute to the conversation, if you want to contribute to the conversation, 083-288-401, that's the number in studio. And it is 15 minutes to the hour of 8 o'clock. 15 minutes to 8, that's a number, that's the time. Okay. So we move on to the next story. So at the conference, again, there was another conference. Namibia with conferences, and it seems that what whoever says is not in sync with whoever is going to say. So everybody prepare their own speech, depending on which side they are, and that brings confusion to the nation, especially those that are supposed to hear the message from the officials, because each of them has their stance. They are saying their own thing. Now, give me time, because I opened the line and nobody came. So please just give me time to, but you can come through so long if you want to say something. You can also still come through. Okay, so there is another conference. This time is at Bank of Namibia, or meeting. Let's hear what this is, or what transpired in this meeting. Okay, let me just get to the story. So this is the former minister, Tom Alwendo. The former minister of mines and energy, who is also the former governor, is the former governor of Bank of Namibia from 1997 to 2010. I remember he visited our school, one of those years. Okay. Okay. Here, this one. So, Tom Alwendo this is a minister, this is a oil and gas seminar. Listen, guys, there was an oil and gas seminar by Bank of Namibia. Oil and gas seminar. Then there is another seminar or conference on climate fund, run by the Namibia Planning Commission and the Namibia Hydrogen Program. So it is Namibia Planning Commission versus Bank of Namibia. This is now Bank of Namibia Oil and Gas Seminar. And the former Minister of Mines and Energy, Tom Alwendo, who was also a former governor of the bank, of Bank of Namibia, is now cautioning financial institutions that there must be a financial architecture designed for oil and gas. Because if not, the Namibian companies and financial sector will be left out. And the financing of oil and gas will be taken over by foreign companies. Namibian companies will not have capital if they don't align themselves with what is coming. This is a warning. Okay? This is a warning by the minister, the former minister of mines and energy, and also the former governor of Bank of Namibia, that if they don't align themselves financially or their financial systems with what is coming, then they'll be left out. So he's saying the Namibia financial system should adapt to the economic scale. The Namibian economy, the Namibian financial systems, they must adapt to the economic landscape, so that you accommodate the oil and gas sector. And if local banks and other financial institutions remain out of the oil and gas, they will be left out. And the financial value chain will be outside. So, because if you go to the bank today and say you want a loan, and you say you want a loan for oil and gas, the banks will not really be keen to help you because their financial mandate or loan mandate is not designed for oil and gas. And this is what former Minister Tom Alwendo is saying, that the Namibian financial systems need to realign themselves. Otherwise, the financial value chain will be controlled by foreign companies. When you are going to borrow money will be you will borrow money from foreign companies, and they will come with their own strings attached. Now, what is important in this story is not what Tom Alwendo is saying. It is not what, you know, Tom Alwendo is saying. It is what he is not saying. And let me try to get to what he did not say. Because what is important on this issue, on this statement, now I want to parallel it with what we just spoke about, the conference run by the Namibia Planning Commission with the Namibia, hydrogen program. Before I get to what Tom Alwendo did not say, let me stress the point I made earlier, that there is no synergy between the minister, between what this or that entity is doing. So it seems now that we have Bank of Namibia the other side, and then we have Namibia Planning Commission this side. And they are talking about two different things. Two different plans. The Namibia Planning Commission with the Namibia Hydrogen Programs are talking about total decarbonization. Bank of Namibia and other economics that were there are talking about total carbonization. So, I'm sure that Bank of Namibia, the Namibia Statistics Agency, Namibia Planning Commission played a major role in the draft of the National Development Plan, the 6th National Development Plan, because Namibia Planning Commission has data to give or to provide. Bank of Namibia has also some data to provide, and also Namibia Statistics Agency has also data to provide. Then there is a seminar this side which I used as an example to say it's a wedding program. You know, Bank of Namibia seminar is a wedding program. And then,
do you need toilet cleaning, household cleaning?
Namibia Planning Commission and Namibia Hydrogen, Green Hydrogen.
50 millimeter jars of Vaseline for only 25 Namibian dollars. Smell fresh with Playboy Roll-On Deodorant for just 18.99 Namibian dollars. Get 2 kilograms of Surf's hand washing powder for just 49.99 Namibian dollars. Get 750 milliliter Sunlight dishwashing liquid for 28.99 Namibian dollars. And get 2 boxes of Cares Maxi sanitary pads for only 12.99 Namibian dollars. You say, where else? No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events. And basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Kalau noka tutu ke pena noka kwadika mbapila opo udidike
yo sina ngondo ni pendera yo mbonu ngo mbonu mbosho yo upo mono ngondo kwa chamo ngo mafe mbapi ka no yo mosimaro amo mosimaro shimbira asi ke pangelo asi penya no so mona de sina ana wana ngiro pa ngo pe fanga ndo esimo proga opo
ifendera ye gumboko mvura nengo kandingo shokomvura nzono ohai kombelewa nzono ifendera tofendere shashitorongi sehara pehajerero jehara omu ashikerero talivuro kumono okathiringa kukwatera mombele wa kukwatera pombele wanjia shoshu imaru wa mzono ohai ukirida kombelewa oshirongo
kala nokuendela pamono programa kusamosha onemba ishivo kumanda afyo titano kukujapon longongula fiyo petata longongo nambali. All right, it's 8 o'clock on the dot. That's putting us in the 60-minute radius before we hand over to Kusamosha at 9 o'clock. And looking at what these three major government organizations, these are three major government organizations that are supposed to work together as far as national growth and development is concerned. But it seems that the Namibia Planning Commission has a different understanding. Because it's an oil and gas seminar. What does it seek to achieve? The oil and gas seminar seeks to stress the fact that oil is coming, guys. We're saying oil is coming. Prepare yourself. Banks or local banks and local financial local financial systems Namibian financial sector, the Namibian finance sector, must prepare itself. That's a message given by the former Bank of Namibia governor and also the former Minister of Energy, of Mines and Energy. This is somebody very key. This is somebody who was very key. He's a former governor of the Bank of Namibia, and he's also a former minister of Mines and Energy. So he's warning financial companies. And finance organizations in Namibia to say, guys, if you don't realign yourself economically or to the changing economic landscape, you will be left out. And you are not going to make any money as far as oil and gas is concerned. You will be left out because foreign companies will come and they will establish mechanisms and, you know, they will establish a financial value chain of their own, of which you will not be part of. And companies in Namibia will be dependent to foreign fundings. So to avoid that, local banks, you guys need to come on board. You need to start preparing yourselves. You need to start amending your policies. Because the financial system currently was not designed for oil and gas, because nobody knew that we had oil and gas. We are just discovering oil and gas now. So you have to redesign. You will have to redesign your financial policies and mandates to accommodate oil and gas. You know, when you are having a child, you only have one child, and you know, you only have a one-room bedroom, a one-room flat, one-room house. Soon, you will need to extend the house because this child will be grown up and you will not be able to allow him or her to sleep in your bedroom. Soon, you will need a bigger space. You will have to adjust. And this is exactly what Tom Alwendo is telling the financial systems or the financial sector in Namibia. So he's telling them to prepare themselves for oil and gas. And he's, in other words, he's saying oil and gas is inevitable. He's saying the coming of oil and gas is inevitable, is unstoppable. If there's such a word. But at the same time, this is the same week, you know, these two conferences or seminars took place in the same week. The other side, the Namibia Hydrogen Program is saying, guys, forget about fossil fuel. Namibia will go for total decarbonization. The former minister, they say, guys, forget about green hydrogen. Oil and gas is coming. And financial institutions, prepare yourselves. You see what I'm talking about? Two organizations, part of the seminars, two major organizations, Namibia Planning Commission especially, versus Bank of Namibia. Bank of Namibia is attending or is hosting an oil and gas seminar. Namibia Planning Commission is part of the, the anti-fossil fuel seminar. So these are two rallies. These are two rallies done in the same city, targeting the same audience. And in this story of Bank of Namibia and Tom Alwendo is nullifying what Namibia Planning Commission is talking about with the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program. Or these two are trying to nullify each other seminars. They are trying to prove to the point to anyone that, look, guys, don't listen to Bank of Namibia or don't listen to Namibia Planning Commission with the Namibia Green Hydrogen Program. This is a friction that is between these two organizations, because at the other side, they are talking about oil and gas coming and financial institutions having to prepare themselves. And the other side, they are talking about, doing away with oil and gas completely and totally decarbonize. Which one seems to hold water here? Which one holds water? So which one holds water? Is it what Bank of Namibia, is it the seminar of Bank of Namibia or the conference on the program on climate investment process? Or process of climate investment, or climate investment fund. Let me just use it, the climate investment fund, because other words are not really important. Which one is bringing hope to whom? Is it a conference on a on a climate investment fund? Or is it a seminar on oil and gas? Which one brings hope to who? Because the seminar on oil and gas, we are saying financial institutions must prepare themselves. And then at the other side, we are saying we must bury the idea of oil and gas because Namibia is going for a total decarbonization. So I will leave this one for you to judge. I'm not going deeper into the oil and gas seminar because I have already gone deeper telling you what the other story, because what is important is the other story. But maybe to finish off with this one, let me just go into what the minister or the former minister did not say, or what Bank of Namibia is trying to say. The former minister is saying, guys, forget about this total decarbonization that you are talking about. Prepare yourself financially for the coming oil and gas. Otherwise, you'll be left out because there will be foreign financial value chain. And Namibian companies will not be able to have capital to compete with foreign companies if your internal financial, you know, systems are not aligned with the new economic reality driven by oil and gas. This, to me, is a statement that is very honest. You know, this, to me, is it's an awakening statement. Okay? This, to me, is an awakening statement that if local banks do not wake up, by the time they wake up, they will find other banks, because they too, you know, there'll be, if a bank comes from America or elsewhere to say this is an oil and gas bank, you know, just a bank that is there to fund oil and gas projects, our local banks will be left out. They'll be cut out of that, you know, financial value chain. Because now their mandate is on home loans, car loans, and so forth, other things. But they don't, you don't have an oil loan, oil and gas loan in our local banks. Because they are also still considering the risks that are involved. Because this is a new sector. It has never worked before in Namibia. So to also just blindly jump and say you are creating a mandate for people to come and borrow money for oil and gas, you are also not wise. So that's why the banks are taking a little bit time. They are trying to understand what the sector is all about, what are the mandates, what are the risks, so that they know whether or not to borrow money and how much money they should borrow or they should lend to companies, and how should banks should participate. And if banks are not doing that, then they need to start doing it. They need to start making research and findings on how they are coming to participate. If not, then they will be left out and they will be crying, you know, they'll be crying crocodile tears, and it is going to be too late. Let's go for a short break. Then we come back and then we look at other stories. But don't forget, the number in studio is 083-2384-801. This story is just nullifying the first story. Or this first story is nullifying this story. But these stories are two giants that are fighting. Namibia Planning Commission the other side, and Bank of Namibia the other side. So Namibia Planning Commission is with total decarbonization. Bank of Namibia is hosting an oil and gas seminar, trying to tell those attendees that, guys, oil and gas is real, it is coming. Hence the former minister's speech that financial sector needs to be to prepare itself. But the other side, we are totally decarbonizing industrially. So this is a friction between government entities, all claiming to be, you know, working together. So, but this is where we leave it. Go and read the story further, and you'll be able to understand. Let's go for a short break and then we'll return with more stories.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I am planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
All right, we return. The we return, it's 19 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and we continue with our third story. The Vakwangari Traditional Authority hosted the gala dinner where they raised money to support youth when it comes to agriculture. So, this was a gala dinner and it was aimed to raise equipment, to raise money to buy farming equipment for the Vakwangari Traditional Authority, like the community in the Kwangari or Vakwangari, Vakwangari community. So, and the president, the vice president, was there also, and she also made her speech. And you need to go and read the speech of the president, because what you are going to be talking about is not really what the vice president says. We are talking about an effort that the traditional authority came up with to raise funds to buy farming equipment, for the community. So, these are some of the good initiatives, communities can do, through traditional authorities. I know that the Ondonga traditional authorities also came up with a certain farming. If I'm not mistaken, it's a potato farm. Yeah, those are development, efforts that traditional authorities can, can make for their communities under their jurisdiction. But the most important thing is that the businessman, Upa Indongo, pledged to, you know, to donate a tractor. And according to the story, they also got tractors and two goats, and a tractor again. So, with $360,000, $360,000 raised on the gala dinner, the first of its kind in Kavango West region. Now, there is a need from on a grassroots level, you know, to have equipment, like farming equipment. If you have a community tractor, to say this is a community tractor, we are plowing, the plowing season comes, we, maybe those who that can afford, they can pay, and then the money is used for the maintenance of the tractor. That can be a game changer, especially when it comes to in the communal area with subsistence farming, where people just farm for consumption. So, will the tractor be, how the tractor will be used is still too early to determine. I think the traditional authority will come up with mechanisms, with laws and mandate on how the tractor will be used. Whether the traditional authority will be responsible for the maintenance of the tractor, or it will, you know, it will fund itself through the usage in fields. When people are using it, they pay to, you know, and then that money can maintain the, it can maintain the tractor. Now, some people will say, no, some people will not be able to afford. Well, most of the people that are using tractors, you know, is old people. You hear all the time when during the plowing season that old people will say, please, they will even spend their own, you know, grant money that they receive from government to pay for the tractor to come and plow. Maybe the plowing for the whole field will be 300 or 400. They'll make sure they mobilize funds. Everyone that is in the family that has like a small income can take 40, 50 people, or I mean 10 people. Let me say 10 people each contributing a $50. That's already a $500 enough for to pay the tractor. But now the challenge will be that all traditional authorities will start doing the same, like hosting gala dinners to raise funds. And this is likely to be the pattern, to say, okay, let's also do it. The Luvakwangari did it. Let us also did it now in our traditional authority. Let us also come up with, you know, with the, and how many Opa Indongos will attend those gala dinners? Because in Namibia we have a tendency of, you know, imitating. I remember during the burial of the burial procession of the founding father, there's a guy, a small boy that walked from Divundu to Rundu, that made that attempt. And people, out of sympathy, and that was really genuine sympathy, they put money together to give him something. And After a few times, we heard that somebody also wanted to attempt to do that because they think they can get the money.
Rimonenea kololo internet yendelela to iturirwa moshari. Ove to kupifanata ngoshimaruwa shifike pedola dana mibio maweja avari na mafele eria tano. Okujame fikula tetela aguste fio mama fika jomilongo natuwa September. Itoka pulo ufuto shimaruwa shonumba okuturirwa mwea kololo engenge oele shangifo kontrakta keshe yo Peratus Fiber ile Skyfi. Oto turirwa mwea kololo ripelo internet. Kupifa fio pedola dana mibio maweja avari na mafele eria tano. Omeumbo ilo monge shefa ea kulo only nongushu. Talela po peratus.africa /Namibia. De toli shangifanena. Always, always.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Kalu noka tutu kepena noka kwadika mbapila opa udidike.
Yo shinango ndo ni fendera yo mbonu ngo ndo mbonu bosho. Yo upo mwana ngo ndo kama fe mbapie kaya no yo. Moshimara wa moshimara wa shimbira asi ke pangelo asi penya no. Mona de na 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 ngiro pa ndo pinfa ngo ndo mo programa pa.
I fendera ye gumbo komvura nengo kandingo shokomvura. Nzono ahai kombelewa, nzono ifendera. To fendere shashitorongi sehara, peha jerero. Yehara, omu ashikerero talivuro kumono, okathiringa ukwatera mombelewa, kukwatera pombelewa njia. Shoshu imaruwa mzono ahai ukirida kombelewa ushirongo.
Kala nakuendela pa mwono programa kusamosha, onemba ishivo. Kumanda hafio titano, kukujapon longo ngula, fio petata longo nambali. Eish, I thought my mic was on. I'm just talking to myself. All right, it's 29 minutes to 9. 083-288-401. You are very quiet today. It's only Mandume that came in. So maybe you are trying to call. Yes.
Yes, good morning, sir. How are you?
Morning.
Fine, thank you. So I took long to call in because I ran out of credit. I just got credit now. So I hope I have not lost track of what you were saying because we began with the decarbonization.
Yes.
Which is a very good thing. And the concern was the... How do we totally decarbonize? Well, we might still need some other areas, industries that need, what is it, energy, what is it, fuel or whatever you call it. So maybe we can also strike a balance, like you rightly said, that at one point, is it Honorable Sifeta, the former governor Arendo, who has just launched his book and is now also hammering on those areas. If we can create a balance and that delicate kind of a balance that gives us the benefit from both sides, and I think the declaration was made that yes, we can use both. After all, we are not the one who is polluting the environment much. I think ours is still 0 point something. The emission that we, you know, that goes into the environment. So I believe we can still use that one, but the one oil and gas, the upstream now that is now been emerging and we are seeing that the administration is going to be very strict, very ethical. So I think we can use both. And the oil and gas could be our main focus as well. So I think we are just fine. So in terms of agriculture, this climate change mitigation that you were talking about is also very important. So we can finance issues of that nature. If the European or whoever does not want, so the Environmental Investment Fund has been doing a great job here. So we just want them to get into some other villages. They combine with other maybe traditional, I mean those stakeholders that are there, and try to help and drill more water boil or whatever you call it, into villages, not only to those who want to make agriculture, but yes, if you put water there, you drill boil. Am I using the proper language, France? You are just quiet.
I'm trying to understand you, but I seem not to understand your terminology.
The terminology that I'm using is to drill, when you boil, whatever, where you fetch water.
Drilling boreholes.
Yeah, drilling boreholes. So the Environmental Investment Fund can also assist in the community. Not only those who can really want to get engaged into those commercial or whatever, no, in the community, so that people can then produce the food that you are talking about. So and then climate change, especially when it comes to drought now, so the animals, live animals, will die off because no water and no grass. So people want to produce this, what feed lot or whatever you call them. They want to feed the animals. So Louisiana, we also want it. Why is it only produced in some areas? Don't can't we produce your Louisiana here to feed our animals? So please, let's create a balance, so that we can benefit from both. But oil and gas, I think, is the more emerging one, so that we can leverage and get more benefit. So thank you very much, France, for giving me an opportunity.
Thank you very much.
Good.
Right. So you can do the same. You can do the same now. It should all traditional authorities now, because I think the Bakwangari traditional authority have set a pace that they raised fund for the equipments, to buy equipments for their traditional community. And the businessman Opa Indonga has come on to pledge a tractor. And the question is, how many businessmen will be, required to attend should every traditional authority make their gala dinner? For example, I'm just giving an example. That do we expect the same business person to support all traditional authorities? I'm just giving an example. Because we have each traditional authority under them, they have business people that are there, a part of the tribe, or type of part of that tribal traditional authority. And some, if we are to say that everyone must make a gala dinner to raise fund for equipment, because we need to start from grassroots, from, you know, traditional authority level before we go to government. And the Ondonga traditional authority has done it well by, you know, coming up with the farm, or, you know, the potato production that I heard about it last year, and I didn't hear much of it this year. But those are just, you know, some of the developments that are taking place from a traditional authority level, that and initiatives. And because Kavango West or Kavango is fertile, and there's nothing, you know, that cannot germinate in the region. But all what is needed is capacity. And capacity can be, we can start small, like what they did here. 360,000. It's a small money. Let's say it's little money, but it's a lot of money at the same time. Because this can buy plows. It can buy a lot of things that can be used, that the traditional authority can maybe borrow or lend, and people use and they bring back. And the traditional authority can make extra money, you know, from those. And this ties in with the just ended, you know, cultural festivals, like the Subia Cultural Festival, and now the Batsara, which is the Mayei Cultural Festival. Now, all cultural festival needs to be attended by officials. Like if you say the president, does it mean that the president must attend all festivals? Certainly not. But then, if the president attended this festival, other cultural festivals that will come, that will also mean that the president must attend those ones. Or at least must send a high official. So at some point it will be problematic, because the president did not come, the prime minister did not come, maybe the minister of urban did not go. So who is going? Only the governor at some point, and maybe some councillors. That will make some traditional authorities feel like they are not included. Yes.
Yes, Tony. Master Franz.
Yes.
Sorry to come back, but I'm coming for that topic of nice job, well done, Kavango East.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this is what always we are crying for. There's no, our traditional leader cannot just be there as a just status, but they need to really look up for their own people. Because not too long ago, when we are growing up, my friend, if you're one of the house near the village, you know these people are facing the, like those years of sometimes that there's drought. There used to be a food from Winongkunda, the traditional council. But these days, just council from the government is always the one come to aid. And they remember the photo and parcel they have to come from window to it is delaying, and that's why they are still going hungry. If the food are now okay, people start producing their own food. This is very marvelous. And this is what I'm really saying, congratulations to Okavango East. That's a good start. If
it's Okavango West.
Yeah, Okavango East. West.
West. West.
Why I'm going with Eastern? Where did they get it?
You like East. You're coming from East.
That then you are going.
Yeah.
But that's the phrase, to tell the truth, huh? In this is a good initiative, and this is why we always saying our people must come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, now, remember, okay, now, if they are maybe going to plant mango or potato, I mean, since we already put potato in what? Shkoto, they must come up with even beans and what is on. So, and when maybe they can come up with something also.
Yeah.
That's what we need. Yeah, don't copy and paste. Come up with your own noises. Come up with a different thing. Maybe aquaculture, we are talking about even people are not eating fish. Is this some of the, what? The region can come up with something. Aqua, what is they called? Aqua for something where you are planting, I mean, growing fish.
Yeah, the fish ponds.
Yeah, the fish ponds, yeah. We need it. Especially like those Shkoto, Angwen, Oshana. Somewhere. And remember, this region also when they say fraud, there's always selling a lot of waters. And they will just let that water to penetrate in the soil or go ahead to Oshana when we never kept it. If we can start maybe think of like what? Harvesting water for good use. And I'm always crying and saying, no, if our government is able to put up an extra dam costing almost like $5 billion for the government, why they cannot do the same with between Angwena, Shkoto and Oshana? So at least people can have water. Because the problem, Master Franz, you want to do garden, but I'm telling you, the cost of water is the problem. It costs a lot. The services is a lot, especially like water and electricity. This is a thing which I'm telling to keep our people not to grow because they want to do it, but at the end of the day, you look at the bills which you have to pay. And that's why most people are opting not even to grow or chiriege mumbo, kachiriege kogane kutamambia, or just for tomato. And I don't know, man, maybe also we need also some expert from agriculture. So some of us, we used to, when we were growing up, these things used to come naturally. There's nothing growing anymore in our house.
Yeah, because tomato, small ones, they used to grow on the stock, like the house. When the house is built, those three poles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they used to. That now with zinc, it's a different. Because the tomato, of that type of tomato will not really, because zinc is, it has it only, the its texture, its temperature, and all that is different from a pole, from a tree pole.
Nothing growing anymore.
That's why even the calabash, the type of calabash, those long, the ones with long handles.
Yeah, yeah.
They used to grow also around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Because the house used to be built with stick.
Yeah,
Now it can't anymore because now you have wall fence and you have zinc fence. Yeah.
We sometimes we are telling the nature, I think. So, they will start to come themselves after the land starts, then they also start growing. But now, no more.
Yeah. That was the case.
Okay, I'm going to meet the one with that difference on the Pandora. I would have to keep it up.
Thank you.
I like it.
Thank you.
All right.
All right, you can finish off. We can finish off. It is 11 minutes to 9, and I don't think I'll be able to get into. Yeah, so the president will be forced to attend all the festivals to do the opening in all the festivals. It happened during the presidency of the late President Gengob, when he attended a certain, I think it was Ndonga Traditional Authority, there was something. And then he attended. And then when there was something that happened in the south, where the president was invited to officiate, and the president did not have time to go. He started to complain, to say no. He only attends this or that, you know, cultural festival, but not this or that. So it was a problem. But the president cannot attend all cultural festivals. We need to understand that. So it will also depend on the schedule of the president. And there is no guarantee that the same delegation that attended the Masubia, for example, traditional, you know, cultural festival, will be the same delegation that will attend another festival. So we also need to know that, so that we don't have the expectation. Maybe some will be attended by the Prime Minister, and it also depends on the Prime Minister's schedule. Some might be attended by the Minister of Rural, the Minister of Urban and the Rural Development. Some might just be attended by other government officials. But we should celebrate the festivals, the cultural festivals. But expectations should not be too high in as far as the attending. So, and if you are going to make a gala dinner as a traditional authority, well, do not expect that maybe Opa Ndongo will also come and make a pledge like he did at the Vakwangali traditional authority gala dinner. You don't have that that expectation, and it is okay for him not to attend. Yeah? It is okay for him not to attend. It's nothing wrong. There's nothing politically wrong there. It's okay for the president to go to Olfuko and not to attend the Subia festival, to send the vice president or any government official, as long as he's going to deliver the speech of the president. In fact, the governor can do that. So we don't need to be expectant. And expectation is one of the dangerous things that we have sometimes. We expect to we expect to be treated the same. So it was a big issue. I remember it was a big issue. I think it was around 2016, 2017 there. So a certain traditional authority in the South picked it up and said, no, the president is selective. He only attends this when it comes to the North. The president goes there, and he's called there, he goes. When it comes to the South, he's even a Damara, but he does not attend Damara, a traditional cultural thing. And then the president came up to say, look, I'm not a Damara president. I am a president of the entire country. So, and my presence at that this or that festival dependent on the free time that I have on my schedule. Okay, I don't know what is that is. Okay. So, that also must be put into, we need to know that we don't expect, you know, that we make a gala dinner and so company was there. Oh, let's also make and call them. And they might not come. And we cannot use that to hold them at gunpoint, that you went at A, now you cannot come to us. Yeah, we don't have that. So we shouldn't be too entitled and too expectant. And it is 5 minutes to nine. 5 minutes to nine, and 9 o'clock I'm handing over the mic. But if you want to come through, the number is 083-288-401. That's the number in studio. If you want to be part of the conversation, you can still have the last 2 minutes. That is still possible. You can still have the last 2 minutes. All right. So, in the absence of calls, let's go for a short break. Then I will come and finish off and say goodbyes to you.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the Eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Okay, so today we are looking at two major stories that we covered, and in fact we looked at the friction of ideas or the friction of plans. When the other side, the government, is talking about oil and gas as a game changer, coming, enthusiastically, bringing relief to the Namibian economy and, preparing financial institutions, internal financial institutions and local banks to be part of the changing economic landscape, because oil and gas is inevitably coming. But at the same time, government is saying also we are going to totally decarbonize. Our Namibian industry will decarbonize 100%. That is the high jump we have been in this morning. The total carbonization versus total preparation for oil and gas entry into the economic spectrum of Namibia. So which way do we take? Do we go to Rehoboth and pass Okahandja? We are going to Rehoboth or to Ketmansop, but first we are picking something in Okahandja, then we continue to Rehoboth to Ketmansop. Does that make sense? Or we are going to Katima and then we are passing through Rehoboth to pick something. Which route are you taking to Katima? By passing through Rehoboth. This is the route the government is taking. It seems the government is going to Katima and to Ketmansop at the same time. So, which route does the government intend to go? Katima or Ketmansop? Because these are two opposite directions. You can never be in the south and in the north at the same time. We are going to Katima, but let's first pass Mariental. Then we pick up something. And then they will ask you, where are you coming from? So you are going to Katima, but where are you coming from? For you to pass through Mariental and pick something and continue to Katima, where are you coming from? You say, no, we are coming from Windhoek. Say, hey, no, we are not taking that bus. Because they are apparently going to Mariental first before they come to they go to Katima. Then you know that you are in for a long journey. And even if you are how much patient, you will not want to sit in that bus because that means 25 hours of sitting in the bus. Because by the time you come to Mariental and put something and pick something and then come from Mariental to Katima. You are in for a long journey. But that's, we'll see where the government is going. One leg is in green hydrogen, another leg is in oil and gas. One leap is saying decarbonization 100%, total industrial decarbonization. The other one is saying preparatory mechanisms for oil and gas. Same government, same person, planning his wedding and his funeral at the same time. So he's having a wedding program and a funeral procession program parallel to his wedding program. That's the same person getting married tomorrow and is dying tomorrow. And he's having two pastors, one to conduct his funeral, the other one to conduct his supposed wedding. So let's see which one is going on. So this Namibian girl is confused. She needs help because she does not know what she's talking about. Anyway, if you are to live long enough, we are going to see the total industrial decarbonization or total oil entry into Namibia's economy. Which one will take place first? But until we get there, you and I have to sit and watch. This has been The Unpacking, and it's a goodbye from me. Let's meet again tomorrow, same time, same frequency.